Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa Annie DeBerry with Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all people. I am Melissa Annie DeBerry. I'm a licensed clinical addiction specialist. I'm a licensed professional counselor associate. I am also nationally certified as an addictions counselor, and I am a child of God. We just want to say good morning to everyone who is listening. This show is sponsored by Trinity Counseling Services, Charlotte and Burlington, 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, NC, 28206, or 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, North Carolina, 27215. We just want to go to God this morning. We just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for our safety. Thank you for our protection. Thank you for everything that you're continuing to do in our lives. And then, Heavenly Father, as we go forward throughout our day, let us just continue to listen and learn. Let us continue to gain wisdom and knowledge from everything that we experience, and just instruct us on the things that we need to do in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. I am Melissa. You are welcome to call in at 347-945-5924. Again, that number is 347-945-5924. This month is Men's Health Month. The month of June probably represents other months as well. But we want to just dedicate this month to men for the simple reason that it is Father's Day month. The third Sunday in June is dedicated to Father's Day. This was a holiday that a young lady was thinking about her gratitude for the sacrifices that her father made. Her name was Don, and what she come to realize is her father took care of, I think it was six or seven of them. And after her mother had died in childbirth, I'm not sure with her or with one of her siblings, and the father stepped in and took over the job to take care of the family, which is really interesting. It goes back to on Mother's Day at my church, which is Jeffers Cross Baptist Church, Reverend Benjamin Franklin Morrow as the pastor. Reverend Mover for Mother's Day spoke about mothers and how instead of saying Mother's Day, it was Motherly Day, and it was that there are men who exemplify what it is to be, what we characterize as to be mothers. And so it took in everyone else during that holiday that have stepped up to the plate to be parents or to be the mother to their children. We just want to, this leads me to wanting to have a moment of silence for a young man last name Day in the news. This young man was shot and killed. Burlington City Park by three, I guess, is what they, the number. And what we're learning about the young man is that the mother to his child died. Not sure how she died, but she died, and this young man, 21 years old, to my understanding, stepped up to the plate and became mother and father to their young child. Not really sure what he did in order to step up to the plate. I mean, they have other theories as to the reason why he was killed, but yet he was killed. And so we just want to have a moment. Let's take time to reflect on things that are going on in this world, things that individuals are faced with, particularly in men, being fathers or being caretakers, being protectors. And for this month is June 2nd, Thursday, June 2nd. And our show is from 8 to 8:30. If you look at or look up on LinkedIn, it is written under Melissa Enoch DeBerry, The Strength of a Man. And it is not mine. It is a reading and a writing that I have found over the course of the years. You know, you collect a lot of things when you've been around. I guess if we were talking about a mental health diagnosis, for me, I would be characterized as a hoarder. You think about hoarders, you think about those that you see on the program that, you know, are overwhelmed with boxes, food and clothes, and it's just a for many that look at that program, they're like, my God, that's just junk. But for a hoarder, not to give us any type of a rationalization, but for a hoarder, if whatever it is that you're hoarding, there's a reason why you're hoarding it. It's like for the gentleman with food, perhaps he had been without and never wanted to be without food. You know, for a woman who, you know, hoards newspaper clippings, you know, there's a concept that they're holding on to, a concept of time. And for myself, I hold on to information, probably for the reason that I don't believe that I have enough stored in my brain that will sustain me to be able to have communication or be able to, you know, have, if you will, fodder for different discussions to be able to interact with different people. So I just collect different things. And this one came about while I was working at Work Release on a male unit. I discovered or determined that many of the men that I worked with had esteem issues. And how I knew that is when they would feel, I mean, they would go to work and they would come home or come back to the unit, and when they would go out to meetings, they would clean up and dress themselves, and you could see them, they were almost like peacocks, not to describe them as such, but if you need an imagery of what they look like, they would puff up, they would go, and, you know, and many of them would end up meeting women at the bus stop, or meeting women at the meetings, and these women would think that, oh, my stars, you know, they would bring them back to Work Release, and Work Release was a jail, an extension of the jail. These gentlemen were incarcerated for various crimes and had done various things. And these women would come back to the unit, and I don't know what these guys were telling them, like where they were incarcerated, or did they even tell them they were incarcerated? I don't think so. And I'm like, so how did you explain when you came downstairs? But anyway, so they would get these women, and these women would be like, oh, this is, is this a dormitory? And I didn't have the heart to tell them, no, this is not a dormitory. These men are in jail. You are talking to an incarcerated person. But I didn't. And many of them found out. And then I was like, dude, you're falsely portraying yourself to these women. And then they're determining their relationships with them. Even though when you listen to some rap songs, it was one that I was listening to on yesterday, and it was saying that these women, I can't remember how, I forgot it, but basically what he was saying is these women are after these men for their money, or, you know, they're seeing that outward stuff, and basically they're getting, if they're after carrots, then that's what they're like, rabbits, and they're getting what they're getting. But I digress. So The Strength of a Man, and it goes as following. The author is unknown. If you know who wrote this, If you look at it on LinkedIn under Melissa Enoch DeBerry, let me know. I would like to attribute this to the person that wrote it. But it says, The strength of a man isn't seen in the width of his shoulders. It is seen in the width of his arms that circle and protect you. The strength of a man isn't in the deep tone of his voice. It is in the gentle words that he whispers. The strength of a man isn't in the words he speaks. Is in how he keeps his word. The strength of a man isn't how many buddies he has. It's in how good a buddy he is with his or your children. It says the strength of a man isn't in how respected he is at work. It is in how he is respected at home. So the strength of a man isn't how hard he hits. It's how tender he touches. The strength of a man isn't in the hair on his chest. It's in his heart that lies within his chest. It says the strength of a man isn't in how many women he's loved. It's in whether he can be true to the one, capital letters, woman he is trying to love. The strength of a man isn't in the weight he can lift. It is in the burdens he can carry. It says the strength of a man isn't in how much food he eats from your table. It's in the effort he puts forth when you are unable. The strength of a man isn't in how he makes love. It is in the understanding that there is more to making love than making love. The strong man puts God first, family second, and his work third. And this is, again, the author is unknown. And I thought that that was a good introduction to our topic or to our month dedicated to men. Because it speaks about, just in the reading of that, a lot of men that consider prideful, consider themselves to be strong, but, you know, and they'll go and work out and buff up, and that's all beneficial as far as the exercise. But, you know, the arms that circle and protect you, it is determined that it is the man's job to protect his family and to keep them safe. And it is spoken that the man is the image of what kids see to be God. And so if he is ever present, then it'll be an easier transition for them to see that God is ever present. If he is distant or if he is absent, then they're not able to understand that God in his infinite wisdom sits high, and he is there for them or for you. And so it is the man's duty to encircle the people, and that's spiritual health, and that physical health is good. That's mental health, and that is also emotional health. Just being present and letting the kids know that they are safe. The strength of a man isn't in the deep tone of his voice, it's in the gentle words he's whispered. Yeah, it is good that a man has a booming voice, having the last word, but, you know, the whispering can be, you know, speaking to God on the behalf of his family. The whispering can be that it's not necessary to always intimidate, but sometimes calmness, no, not sometimes, most times calmness is a lot better. Keeping the word, keeping his word, not in the words he speaks, because, again, with the individuals when I was working with men, they were really, really good. A lot of them was really, really good with their words. What I began to notice is I'm not good with words, but I've gained the ability to become good with words. And so most of the clients that I would ever have were also good with words. But if you read in the Bible, it says it's not really a need for a lot of words. It is a need for a few words, because a lot of words actually makes you to be more ignorant than you want people to know. So if you make all these promises, I mean, these guys was really, really good at words and talking to females and, you know, letting the females know, you know, who they are and things like that, when they really didn't have a lot to offer them. And by the time they figured that out, well, quite naturally, a woman's heart was already invested, and they're feeling like, yeah, this is who I need to be with. When at the end of the day, it was really, they weren't people that they needed to be with. The strength of a man isn't how many buddies he has, it's how good a buddy he is with the kid. You want someone to be kind to your children. I look at way too much internet and way too much TV, and I see a lot of when women invite men into their lives and into the lives of their children, and these men don't have these women or don't have these women's children in their best interest, mistreating them, hurting them, abusing them, taking advantage of them, and that's not being a very good buddy. That's not showing the kids, you know, the way to go, if you will. I was talking to a lady on yesterday, and she was talking about how confused that her child was at the age of 10 when someone was ended up inside their home, and they were portraying to be one thing and were really something else, and it was very confusing. And then the child inquired about it, and then the parent had to answer, and putting the child in that kind of a position to ask those questions and to have those concerns. You know, if a person comes in and is a man, and the child usually can see that all of the attention is going to them, the man is just there to take the attention away, things like that. And that's not being a very good buddy, and that's not very healthy for the relationship. It's not healthy for the kid. The respect at home, my husband and I go back and forth about, you know, what respect is and what that means, and, you know, being respected at work. There are a lot of men that are really, really good at whatever it is that they do, but when they come home, they are less than, because they're not stepping up to the plate. They're making all of this money, but they're not taking care of things, or the mom is being observed is still being stressed out, and the children pick up on that, stuff like that. And then sometimes the man isn't in how hard he hits, and how he touches. That goes back to the emotions. The man being in touch with his own sensitivity is able to display that sensitivity, and the children and the wife, or the children and the relationships are able to pick up on that as well. The heart that lies within his chest. You just say, you know, please give me your heart. What is it exactly that you're asking for? You know, we go back to the Bible, and the Bible gives really clear words about what love is. So the display of that, you know, the fruits of the Spirit, the display of that. You can even go with the Beatitudes and the display of that when Jesus says, you know, blessed are they. And then it gives a list. You go back to the Old Testament, and it lays out what the heart looks like and what is needed in order to, you know, kind of keep the family healthy, which, again, men's health. And, you know, being true to one woman, we get into a lot of problems and a lot of issues with men who are trying to manage multiple relationships. Someone presented, and I thought it was really interesting. It says that men need to be really conscious about how they who they have relationships with, and the type of emotional connections that they have. And, you know, once upon a time, not too many years ago, long enough though. My respect for women, my desire for, say, intimacy with women, not like love and being involved with them, but closeness with women was at a disadvantage, because I mistrusted women. Not for nothing, I respected my mother, and I loved my mother, and I trusted what she said, but my interactions with women were limited, and I became closer to men in my younger years. And so I maintained that all the way into, you know, my mid-20s, even into my 30s. I could have a relationship with a man and not it not be sexual. But this writing was saying that, you know, with men, if they were getting to share closeness and emotional connections with a woman, that it's almost, it was at a detriment to the, you know, the man's relationship, specifically if he's married. And I never sought to do that, but I found that a lot of men would share with me intimate things, details with me regarding their relationships. And I would say, okay, and I would always take the side of the woman. And I would say that a woman, being emotional as we are, and some logic, that, you know, you probably would be better to, because a lot of times the men were displaying the emotion and the women were being logical. And I would say, you know, there's a healthy balance that is necessary. And there was no physical attraction between me and these guys. And a number of them, you know, I would have maintained as friends. However, when I got married, in that my husband believed that, he believed what this writing said, that you can't have those kind of relationships with men and it not be physical. I respected what it was that he was saying, and I chose not to have these gentlemen as friends. With, on occasion, I do speak to them, but I try to maintain my emotions for my husband. And even no matter how angry or, you know, needing to turn to someone to kind of solve a problem, what I learned is turning to God and having him to help me to solve the problem versus turning to a human. And what this writing was saying is sometimes men get vulnerable in relationships when they're going through with their wives, when they may not agree, or the wives are presenting ideas with to them that they may or may not agree with, and then they'll start running these things by females. And depending on who the female is or how the female is, what he's not realizing, what he's doing is he's opening himself up emotionally to these women, and depending on the kind of women that they are, then that gives them an opportunity to say, well, you know, why the Bible says, well, why do we war? Well, because it is that we desire something that they have. And so these women may start saying, well, you know what, she doesn't appreciate you. You know, she doesn't, you know, she doesn't respect you, specifically if it's a woman, say, that he may work with. And then there they go. Here you have an affair that has happened, and it has happened because it's that he's become untrue, if you will, to the one that he loves. He, you know, his now, and then there may be a physical attraction. So, you know, once this person has said yes to whatever it is that they're presenting, then that yes continues. And the next thing you know, here you have these extramarital affairs that were created specifically just from the one talking about the number of women that he has loved. But can he be true? He's not being true. He's probably, if they end up in the same room, how will they all act? And that's how you can always know, unless she's a professional. And if the woman is a professional, no matter if the wife or the girlfriend shows up, she's not gonna be any different than she would be if she wasn't there. So you gotta be really careful about that. But that's an emotional health. You know, sometimes men don't. Is saying that they don't grow up as fast as women. So women may mature much faster in some areas and maybe immature in other areas. More than likely, the women are mature in the areas of responsibility and caretaking. The men are more mature in other areas, but it is needed to have this responsibility when you're having a family. And that's usually where a lot of the conflict comes in at. And so, in the emotional health is men learning to turn to men only, or turning to God first, you know, and then allowing God to lead and guide them, which will keep them emotionally safe. And then the relationship will maintain its health. The men will maintain their health, and then they don't have to worry about all the other problems that come in. It says the burdens that a man can carry, the strength of a man is not in the weight he can lift. they might have some really powerful gentlemen in the gym, but when conflicts come into the family, is he going to be able to stand and to withstand? And it is in the burdens that he can carry. You know, he said, "Take cast all your cares upon God." And does man choose to do that, or does he choose to carry it on his own? And when he gets overwhelmed, does he feel helpless? And if he feels helpless, then what does he do? Does he stand up, or does he succumb to the helplessness and then, you know, drink or use drugs or leave or whatever it is that he may go through? And then the effort that he puts forth when you are unable, you know, men that are able to realize that their wives need or their girlfriends need assistance. And does he put forth an effort when you're unable to? Does he see when you're overburdened, overwhelmed, and then does he step in? And then lastly, understanding that there is more to making love than making love. You can do that in the physical attraction. You know, you feel good afterwards and all the endorphins and all those things that say that you need sex in order to, you know, for physical health, and you probably do. But if you are mean or distant from the woman all day long, and then you're like, "Oh yeah, well come on, let's go ahead and get this off of us," then that's more to that physical, you know, than just the act. You know, there's got to be some type of connection. There's got to be, you know, conversation. The woman's got to feel that she's a part of the relationship and not just an entity. And that is important. And so, in the last statement of this, what we have read, it says, "A strong man puts God first, family second, and his work third." You know, for those who don't believe in God, that believe that everything comes to them because they orchestrated it, you know, they kind of put you to a disadvantage because you're at a disadvantage because you don't have God to attribute it to, you know, or even to say thank you to, and for taking care of the family, or for providing for the family, or for just being there for the family to help and all of the things that we've mentioned. If you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in that, it's going to be hard for you to give all of that to him. And so I am, again, Melissa Annie DeBerry. We have read The Strength of a Man, which is a writing that I found. The author is unknown. We have shared about how that connects with emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual health. My name is Melissa Enigby Berry. This is the show Talk with Trinity, blogtalkradio.com/TrinityMe. And the call-in number is 347-945-5924. We are on the air every from 8 to 30. This is a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all persons. By June being Men's Health Month, we just want to say thank you for your listening. We just want to say, if you have any questions, any comments, or any concerns, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 704-333-2446 or 336-675-0075 or 704-807-2181. You also can Melissa Trinity Counseling at gmail.com is my email address. You can write, you can let me know anything that you would like to hear on this broadcast. You can share about any resources. This is the summer month. We're excited about that. So if you have any activities that are in the community that you would like to present, don't hesitate to call in to share those with us. And if you would like to invite us to come out to speak or to share what we are doing at Trinity Counseling Services or the nonprofit organization Women of Strength, we'll welcome the opportunity to do that. And in our last few seconds, we just want to thank God for the opportunity to share with others the wisdom, knowledge, and instruction. We just want to say thank you for this platform. It gives us the ability to learn about resources. And God, we just want to say thank you for allowing us the opportunity to extend this platform to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.